103 tonight. Amen. Psalm 103. I promise you it won't be long. The purpose of tonight was to set aside time to just give thanks. Amen. We often talk about being thankful, but the Bible says give thanks. That's an action. That's a command there for us to go through the motion, to verbalize and give thanks. But I want you to see here in the Scripture tonight, Psalm 103. We began the service with it. And it's good to see Dale Crothers back there. Amen. He was in traffic. Said, Pastor, I don't know if I'm going to be there in time, but he was trying to get home. It's good to see him tonight. Amen. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Whenever I read that verse, of course, music helps you to memorize Scripture, I think. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I have no idea where I heard that chorus, but it's in my head. It's in my heart. I sing that often when I come across this, and praise the Lord for it. Amen. Bless the Lord. What does that mean? Doesn't God do the blessing? How are we to bless Him? That word means there, actually the root of that word means to kneel in adoration. And it's to praise Him. Blessing the Lord is us in our right posture of on our knees saying, God, You are worthy. I am not. Thank You for all that You've done. I think about Isaiah chapter 6 when he laid straight on the ground and he said, I'm just a man of unclean lips, Lord. And God, of course, took that hot coal and put it on. He made him worthy to stand there before His presence. And He said, I'll do whatever You want me to do, Lord. Here I am. Send me. And he was just serving God and praising Him, thanking Him. And yet God used him. He says, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You know that word iniquities, it actually it means a perversion, that word that's used right there. It doesn't mean mistakes. It doesn't mean like a oops, I accidentally. It means deliberate perversions. And God, it says here, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, all thy perversions, all the things that we do on purpose that we know we do, we deliberately do, and He still forgives those. Amen. Amen and amen. I praise God. If we have, listen now, if there's not something, I mean, there's a lot of other things to praise the Lord for, but if there's one thing, we ought to be praising God for the forgiveness of our sin. I know who I am and you know who you are. Amen and amen. He says, who healeth all thy diseases. Now, of course, the Lord is a miracle worker and of course, He is the great physician and can heal us from physical diseases. But I believe there's more than that here in this Scripture, in this passage. Notice the word thy. Thy, that pronoun there, what's it tying back to? Thy is tying back to my soul. Catch that? Bless the Lord, O my soul. It says, O my soul, a couple times in there, talking about soul there, and thy is going back to soul. You know what he's saying there? The Lord is healing the disease of my soul. What does that mean? You ever had a disease in your soul? What about guilt? What about fear? What about anger? Anxiety, things like that, that oftentimes gets into our soul and we struggle with and it causes other things in our life. God can even forgive us and heal us from those things. Praise the Lord for it. Look at verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Hallelujah, right there. Amen. I was a child of hell with the only hope to spend eternity in the really and honestly, the wrath of God, because that's what my sin deserves. And yet Jesus Christ redeemed me from that. You know what redemption means? It means to be bought back. We were made in the image of God, but because of our sin, we died. That spiritual death, Adam died spiritually the day he took of the fruit. And he took himself from being a child of God to being a child of hell. And yet Jesus Christ redeemed us back from that. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God for that. Amen. It says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Aren't you so glad God is so kind to us? We as sinners, man, we don't like something, or when somebody does something against us or something we don't like, sometimes we can just, we get a little cruel. Sometimes we get a little nasty. That's our sin. But God is so kind to us. So kind to us. Look at verse 5. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord for that. He just gives us so many blessings. So many things. I mean, I could stand up here for the next several hours, all through the night, just telling about what God has done for me personally and for our family. But God, I mean, look at the wife He's blessed me with. Amen. Hallelujah. I could talk about her all night long. Amen. Till the next day and on and on and on. Praise God. She puts up with me. My foolishness. Amen. Praise God. George is one who can talk over there. Amen. He ought to be giving thanks right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Aren't you glad? So very glad. I mean, there are times in the Word of God when God had to act and take judgment into His hand. I think about those men that opposed Moses and stood against God, and He opened up the ground, and the ground just swallowed them up. But I'm so thankful that God is slow to anger. Because I have deserved it, certainly. He's slow to anger. Look at verse 9. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Think about, often God uses heaven as plural. He says the heavens. And when He's speaking of the heavens, He's talking about where the birds fly and up in the air and the atmosphere. He talks about where the planets are and the celestial bodies. And He talks about His abode and where holiness is up in heaven with Him. But here He says heaven singular. That's what we're talking about there is where God is. As far as God is above the earth, as far as the abode of God, the heaven is above the earth. So, what's it say here? So great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. God is merciful. Verse 12, as far as east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. I just was pretty far east from here. I was on the east side of Africa we were trying to come home a week ago. Amen. It took a little while to get home. But I was 8 hours time zone ahead of you, and yet there was a whole lot more east to come, right? What do you mean? East is forever. Just keep going east. And God's removed our sins from us as east is from west. Praise the Lord for it. This verse 12, for He hath removed our transgressions from us. I'm going to read what Mr. Schofield says here because I just liked what it says. It says, three Hebrew words are translated forgive or forgiven. Kafar, it means to cover. Nasa, to lift away. Salak, to send away. The fundamental Old Testament idea of forgiveness being not the remission of penalty or the forgiveness because you deserve a penalty, but the separation of the sinner from his sin. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Phew. You know what God's forgiveness is? It's not just saying, well, you don't have to suffer the penalty. It's the sin is removed from you. You are not now looked at as a sinner. You are looked at as holy and the sin has been removed. That's doctrinal right there of the Word of God. Hallelujah for that. He says, verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Think about our life and our flesh. Think of what did David say? What is man that thou art mindful of him? And yet God, look at the next verse, verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Amen. I should wither away like grass. I should be dust and gone. But yet God has given everlasting life, and his mercy is forever. This idea that man could sin and lose his salvation is not Bible. I don't know where people come up with that, because my God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. It's forever. Hallelujah. He hath declared me righteous in his sight. He doesn't then go back and say, well, I'm done with you, and flick me off. And no man can pluck me out of his hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even tomorrow, in the future, when you do something like me, knucklehead, bonehead thing, God is still faithful and he's still forgiven me. And he'll be merciful and faithful tomorrow. Amen for that. Amen. I know it's hard sometimes for people to say, well, yeah, but you don't know my sin. I know I don't know your sin, but God does. Jesus does, because he took the weight of it on the cross. The shame of it and the weight and the spiritual wickedness of it all. Not just the physical anguish, not just the shame of people mocking him as he was hanging there naked and all that, but he took on the weight of the spiritual weight there of all that sin for all eternity. We can't comprehend that, folks. Can't even comprehend that. Look what he says, verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. You know what? The Lord fashioned us. He fashioned us together. He designed the human body when he took dust and he formed it together to make Adam. And the Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. We are the works of his hands. Amen. We are the works of his hands. And it says here, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. You know what that means? Again, the root word means to kneel in adoration. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your creation, for me, and allowing me to live. And not only that, but in my sin, redeeming me, that I could be once again a child of God. That I could be a child of God. And then it ends with the phrase, bless the Lord, O my soul. The commentator, John Phillips, I enjoy his writings and his take. He's just a preacher, and he would write some thoughts down about Scripture, and I like reading some of his stuff. He said, Psalm 103 is David's hallelujah chorus of psalms. And he said, because it starts with, bless the Lord, O my soul, and it ends with, bless the Lord, O my soul. It's it has the beginning and the end the same, and the material there, all the thought wrapped up in those things. And each of the verses is 22 verses long. It's the same as the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And each one in the original was the same in the length. All the verses were the same in the original Hebrew there, both having two lines. David didn't put it, he didn't just throw this together. You follow me there? There was some preparation to this, and the Holy Spirit was stirring in him. And with great magnificence, the Lord gave him the words to write down, and he wrote it down as it's Scripture, but a poem that was beautiful for the Lord, just praising God. It wasn't half-hearted. It wasn't thrown together. It wasn't just, I'll give a couple thoughts real quick. It was something he worked on for the Lord. It is not my intention tonight to bring us to an invitation. We already had some prayer time. But it's just to bring some scripture out and let us just focus on giving thanks tonight. I'll say it again. When we don't purposely give thanks, when we don't purpose to do that, and the lack of gratitude in our life, we get self-centered. And we focus on me. And we're just a bunch of wretched sinners. And what are we going to do? We're going to complain. You know what Israel did when it came out of Egypt? Of course, when they went through the Red Sea, the parting of the Red Sea, they sang and gave praise to God. But a little bit of time after that, their eyes were on the dirt right where they were at, and they forgot about Egypt. They forgot about the Red Sea. They forgot about the manna that was coming down every single morning. And they began to complain. And that's what we do. We are American Christian Americans, and we have so much in our hands. So much in our hands. And what do? We forget all the blessings. And we look right here and we say, man, this is why. I was reading a message by Curtis Hudson yesterday, and he was talking about a long time ago when men actually that when a guy wanted to sell his house, and so he contacted a real estate agent. And back in the day, if some of you young people don't know what a newspaper is, they used to actually have a newspaper that you'd open up and you'd read. Right? The younger generations don't know that stuff anymore. And he would put an ad in the paper to sell his house, right? So the real estate agent says, well, describe your house to me so I can write an ad for you. And he went through and he says, I want to get rid of it. I'm done with it. I'm bored with it. But I'm ready to get rid of it. But he says, yeah, but we got to sell this thing. So describe it to me. So he went to go through and he says, well, it's got a brand new roof on it. Just put a roof on it. And it doesn't leak. So that's good. And he says, the carpet's semi-new, and it still looks good. It's been shampooed and things. Everything looks good there. And I put a lot of money into the shrubs in the backyard and all that. I got some fruit trees back there. And it's got a little bit of property around it, some grass. It's a three-bedroom home. It's got a couple bathrooms to it. And everything works pretty good. I put some time into it. And the guy said, okay. And he writes something together, and he says, let me read it back to you. Let me read it back to you so you tell me if you like this ad or not. And he starts reading it. And after a while, the guy says, man, stop reading. The house ain't for sale. He said, I've been working my whole life for this wonderful blessing, and here I didn't know what I had. You know why? Because he wasn't thinking to give thanks. We have so much, and we forget to give thanks. I have a beautiful home. I don't deserve it. But God gave it to me. Amen. I have a beautiful family that I don't deserve, but God gave them to me. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so very much.